Hey, everybody, welcome to the Deeper Waters podcast. I'm Andrea here, and today I have two very special guests with me. I have Trisha.
Hey,
and Stella Paskey.
Hi.
We are so excited that they are joining us today. So just a couple of reminders for you guys. The podcast is uploaded almost every Wednesday afternoon. It can be found on Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. This week, you won't find it on YouTube. So if you were looking there and you couldn't find it, we're not doing video this week. But another couple of reminders for you guys is that today, if you're listening to this when it comes out, we have Frolfing with Jesus. It says Rolfing on my sheet, which I think is hilarious. So Rolfing with Jesus, as if the debate between Frolfing and disc golf wasn't enough, we'll throw in another possible thing to call it. So Rolfing with Jesus is today. So you can meet at Slatterly Park, and then they'll be heading over to Joel's house to hang out after that. And then also just a reminder that this Sunday, we will not be having Impact. It's Father's Day, so we want to encourage you to spend some time with your dad figures, grandpas, whoever that may be in your life, and just spend some time with your family. And then we'll also be off the following week as well, as we have a team in the Dominican Republic. So please be praying for that team as we're there. So that's what we have going on, what we have coming up. This week, the song that we are listening to is Goodness of God by Jen Johnson, sorry. And it says that I am not alone every day, every moment. He is with me, talking with me, walking with me. Am I living in that goodness of his presence, his faithfulness, and believing that I'm never alone? Always have him. So no matter what, we can sing Goodness of God. He's always with us. He's always there for us. So that's what we're listening to. But this past week at Sunday, Trisha shared with us, again, we're in this series of What is God Teaching You? And she talked just about how we're choosing to spend our time and how God is teaching her to really look at how she's spending her time. And again, such an important message as we're heading into summer. For some of you guys, you have a lot more free time. So how are you going to choose to spend that time? So just to start us off, if you guys had a free day where you had nothing planned on your schedule, you could do whatever you wanted to, how would you spend a free day?
I'm ready for this question, Andrew.
All right, go for it.
All right. So I would absolutely be out on a boat on the lake with a really good book and a bubbler in hand.
Yes.
And some good sunscreen and yes. Just like let me float out there and read my book. Like that sounds amazing.
And preferably like 95 degrees or something.
Absolutely.
Crazy hot like that.
Yes. I was having a conversation in the office this morning about how it's getting warmer at the end of the week. I'm like, oh, awesome. And the person was like, no, it's going to be like 87. I said, are you kidding me? That is amazing. Bring on warm weather. I love warm weather.
She doesn't live in the right state for it, but she'll enjoy whatever she gets of it.
You got it.
How about you, Stella? If you had a free day, what would you do with it?
Well, I think it depends on like the season. So if it was like summer, I'd take a walk with my dog. Yes. And then just chill out on the deck in the sunshine. Or if it was winter, I'd probably go skiing with my family.
Amazing. I love that. I think for me, whatever the day looks like, for sure, I'm sleeping in. Like, I'm sleeping in. And then, yeah, I'm going outside. I'm soaking in sunshine. Probably hanging out with friends somewhere in there, doing something crazy. But I mean, if money wasn't an object, I'd just, you know, take a trip down to Florida and go to Disney. But, you know, that's a little harder to do, you know, on a limited budget. But anyways.
Dole Whip, here we come.
Yes. Did you know they sell it in the freezer section now?
What?
Yeah, I haven't found it yet, but.
Oh, my eyes peeled.
Right? Oh, yum. Okay. Yum, yum.
Bring us some Dole Whip.
Yes, please. Or a churro for Stella. That's her preferred right. Disney treat.
Definitely.
Awesome. Well, Trisha, you had three kind of main points in your talk. Spending time with God daily, make good choices with your time, and inviting God into your day and your time with Him. The question, just to kind of dive into this, is what tends to hinder your ability, either of you guys, to have a daily consistent time with God?
I think just a busy schedule, because I always feel like I'm running from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And by the time I get home, I'm just completely exhausted. And then it's like, oh, yes, I still need to do this and this and get ready if I have school in the morning, if I have practice in the morning. So just constantly going, going, going.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Stella. Like, it's like days seem to, my alarm clock goes off quickly in the morning. I feel like fast, like, and then the day happens and I get home and I've got to prepare for the next day. And then I reset my alarm clock and I do it all again. So, there are so many things that are vying for my time, that it makes it tough, and you got to figure out when is going to be the best time for me, because for some people it's in the morning, for some people it's at night. But when's going to be the best time in order to kind of set this time aside? But yeah, there's so much that that robs our time, if you will. And emotions is really good things.
Yes.
Like that's the thing, right? Like we go to work, and that's a good thing. Like that we have jobs to go to, and have maybe ball games to go to, or
volunteering, you know, really like good things.
All
yeah.
sorts of things. But so it's not that they're bad things that are robbing our time. It's
yeah.
just that there's a lot that is at play challenging what we're going to spend our time on.
For sure. Yeah, there's a quote by Corrie Ten Boom that says, if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy. Mm-hmm. And I think about that often, how I think it's easy for us to think like, oh, I'm doing pretty well. Like, I'm not doing any of these like things I shouldn't be doing. But when we shift our perspective and think of like, what are all the things we are doing that are getting in the way of what we should be doing? And I think that's where that is really convicting to me of, again, yeah, I'm doing these good things, but, you know, like Mary and Martha, like she was doing a good thing, you know, trying to serve Jesus, but was she doing the best thing in that moment? And I think that's where we have to really look. And yeah, I get caught up often, is that sometimes it doesn't feel like spending time in the Word, it doesn't always feel like, oh, this isn't the most productive, like the productive thing I can be doing with my time. And so again, in the culture and the society, high achiever, I feel like, is a big thing. And so if we're not seeing, you know, an outcome from, you know, that's beneficial from it immediately, then we're like, oh, well, that was just a waste of time. And it gets easy for us to be like, well, I'm going to skip over it, because not that it's not, you know, we don't think it's unimportant, but we're like, oh, I could be spending my time doing these other productive things. And so I think that's for me, is I'm like, oh, I could do this, but also like, I have a lot of work things that I have to get done, or I have to do this, which are all really good things still. But again, it's looking at what is the best choice in those moments. So kind of along those similar lines, what are obstacles that tend to affect you choosing to spend time with God or not, whether it's binge watching Netflix, although not your kids, Trisha.
Yes.
Or scrolling your phone or social media, just being busy. What are those things that tend to take your time away from spending time with God?
I think, again, just like the constantly going, going, going of life. I also find that some weeks I'll be like really, really good at spending time with Jesus, and then I'll hit a day where either I'm gone or I miss it, and then it slowly starts to work to the back of my mind instead of being front and center. So I think just, like, even if it's, like, 5 minutes before I go to bed, like, putting my phone down, moving whatever will distract me away from me, and then using that time to spend time with them.
For sure. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's really good. I really appreciate what you said about, like, you miss a day, and then all of a sudden, like, the next day, it's not in the forefront of your mind, so you miss the next. It's like, and I can fall into that, too, and so.
Snowball effect.
Yeah, it's just, it is snowball effect, and so I think for me, my biggest obstacle is sleep.
Yes, and amen to that one.
I spend time with God in the mornings. So mornings are my time. I really have fallen in love, honestly, with getting up in the morning and just having a quiet house. I get my cup of coffee. Oh, I love that cup of coffee. And so it gets me out of bed. Like, I get my cup of coffee, I get to snuggle into a chair and read my Bible. But there are definitely seasons where I go to bed late because I'm at ball games most of the time, is what, like, for me and my family. And so then I get home late and I prep for the next day. I get to bed late and my alarm goes off at the same time the next morning. And that's really hard. Like, that's probably one of the biggest obstacles, is opening my eyes.
For sure. Yes. I would agree. Opening, I feel like, too, if I don't get up in the morning and spend that time, what happens in my day is, like, if I don't get up, it's like I hit the ground running with work, and, like, I do all the things, and, you know, I might have something after work, and then I come home and I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Like, I that doesn't feel in my mind like that's going to be what energizes me. Like, and I'd rather, you know, sit and watch something on Netflix or TV or whatever. And it's like, oh, I just need to, like, shut my brain down or whatever. And I think, like, oh, that's what's going to be that gives me rest, is just laying doing nothing. But in reality, it might feel restful in the moment, but in the long run, like, those hours that I spent binge watching Netflix are not going to be something that actually give me true rest. And it's going to end up, you know, being more tiresome when I choose that over spending time with God. And so I think that can be a tricky thing, of we just, again, we get going, busy schedules. For students, you guys too, I know there's a lot of things that you guys are running between, and it can be just a lot. But again, where we're going to find true rest is when we're spending that time in the Word. So Trisha talked about, you know, where do we even start when it comes to reading the Bible? Because sometimes that's an obstacle for us, is we don't even know. And a lot of times, you know, part of that is, you know, she gave some great suggestions. You know, the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John is a great place to start. You're seeing the life of Jesus, and it's very story-esque. And yes, there are going to be times where maybe you're like, wait, what just happened there? Like, yeah, right? Why was that guy running away naked? End of Mark, like, hey, it's in there. He's running away in the garden naked. So if you missed that, go look it up. End of Mark. The things we never talk about in kids ministry. but again, that can be a barrier, is where do we start? And again, one of your points was inviting, you know, the Holy Spirit into that. So what does that look like for you guys, of how do you invite the Holy Spirit into being a part of your reading time, but also beyond that, of, like, again, be joyful always, pray continually. It's this ongoing thing. How do you invite him in to your everyday moments?
Yeah, I think this is a scripture that, like I said, on Sunday, it was confusing to me when I first read it. Like, how do you pray continuously? That's just like, you have so many other things to do in your day. Like, this doesn't make sense. But when I realized what, you know, prayer is, which is it is a conversation with God. So when it's a conversation with God, then you realize, oh, I can talk to God all through my day. And that's yeah. the really cool thing about praying continuously, is that it's a conversation. So how do I talk to God throughout my day? Like, thanking him for the things that I see around me, the opportunities that he's given me throughout the day, the beautiful weather that we might be having, so a heart of gratitude, maybe asking him to help in those moments that, like, I'm a little bit stressed out
yeah.
about something, whether it's, here at work or whether it's at home, just inviting him in through asking him to be a part of it and giving me wisdom in those moments. So the other thing I just want to mention is ask God, like, before you open your Bible, very simply, like, just ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, because he wants, like, God wants us to learn about who he is. And so he is our biggest cheerleader in this, you guys.
Sure.
He is so excited when you open that Bible. So just ask the Holy Spirit to help teach you before you dig in and start reading. So, and I've just found that the more you practice it, the easier it just comes naturally throughout your day, the more that you acknowledge God in your day. So just, start practicing. You're like, gosh, I don't know, that feels weird. Like, if you first start, like, talking to God throughout your day, like, that feels weird. Like, yeah, it might, but it becomes a natural part of who you are the more often that you do that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, kind of on that, like, especially me with, like, sports, with gymnastics, like, gonna be honest, it's a scary sport. So
yeah.
I find myself, like, especially, like, before practice, if I'm already having a rough day, just taking, especially, like, on my drive there, just taking a few minutes to just pray and ask for strength, and just to help me be patient with others if I'm having a day where I'm a little annoyed at people or certain things like that. But also, like Trisha said, finding the good things in life and thanking God for them.
Yeah.
I think that really adds into the joyful part of it. And just having gratitude for the things he does give you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think gratitude is a big way I feel like we can easily incorporate him into just our everyday. You know, when something happens, that's awesome. It's just a quick, like, God, thank you for the 95 degree sunshine. Yeah, like, you know, thank you for
the person who's going to bring us Dole Whip.
Yes, right? Yes. You know, just inviting him in that way and expressing our appreciation. I think, too, when it comes to just every day, like, there are so many ways. Like, I think sometimes we can get caught into, like, oh, I have to, like, set aside a block of time, and it has to be this big block of time or whatever. And it's like, even sometimes you just have to start small. Like, if you are not reading your Bible at all, like, 0 days a week, like, start even just 1 to 2 verses a day. Like, you know, and if you miss a couple of days in the week, like, hey, that's more than you did last week. And just starting small, starting wherever you're at. And I think that's such an incredible thing about God that I so appreciate, is that he meets us right where we're at. He doesn't expect us to get our act together and then come to him. We can come to him as we are, and he'll meet us, and he'll shape us and grow us from where we begin. And so just start small. You know, you don't have to read, 3 to 4 chapters a day in your Bible. Like, start with just a few verses and pick out something that stood out to you or a question that you have. But that goes beyond to prayer too. You know, if sitting down and praying for 5 minutes sounds intimidating to you, start with a quick 30-second prayer, and just interweave those throughout your day. Again, like Stella said, on her way to work, or, you know, as you're heading out onto the baseball field, or right before you go to bed. For me, you know, it's when I brush my teeth. Like, that's my time that triggers, like, okay, like, like, I know I'm going to brush my teeth today, so I'm going to spend that time, you know, talking to the Lord. And so there's all these little ways that we can start to incorporate it in. And the more we do those little things, the easier it is to choose for us to do that with our time.
All right, one thing that, like, a couple years ago, I really, really struggled with opening my Bible every day, and the Bible app has just a verse of the day, and they have a little video that goes with it and then a prayer that goes with it. Mm-hmm. And I found on days where I'm running short on time, it's a great way to just have some Jesus time.
Yeah, that's awesome, Stella. That's a great resource. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bible app is a great way, like you said, to even just sometimes get a verse, you know, one verse.
The key word is start.
Yes. Yep.
Like just start.
Yep. Yeah. So we really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. We hope that as you're looking at your week and how you're spending your time, that you're really challenged and encouraged to seek out those times where you can spend with the Lord. And so we just we hope that, again, this is the beginning of the conversation. It's not the end. So we'd love to hear your feedbacks or your thoughts. Always reach out to us, have another conversation with any one of us here. But with all that being said to you, we say go and be more like Jesus.